What's going on, world? How y'all doing, man? Big on Triple X. The purpose of this show tonight is to just let y'all know I'm not even speaking from the Bible, but I'm going to be talking about the word. The purpose of this show tonight is to tell you to keep grinding. Keep doing the things you need to do because the blessing of God is real. I'm telling you now. And can't nobody stop it. Regardless of how hard they pray, what they do, can't nobody stop it. It's up to you to pray and keep control of your own destiny. It doesn't matter what your best friend say, your wife say, your pastor say, your first lady say. It doesn't matter about what nobody says. What matters is what God says and the realm of people who God put you around so you can be blessed. I'm not telling you to disregard what your pastor say or your first lady say. But what I am saying is that nobody knows your relationship with God but you. You know, God can give anybody a word, but you know the relationship you have with God. And I'm telling you this because as you grow in life and you elevate in life, you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people that are going to speak out against the positivity that you're doing. They're going to have their own opinion about you. They're going to even discuss you. They're going to, you know, sometimes it's good to be that fly on the wall with people just to listen to what they have to say about you. But know one thing and one thing only, that God is in control. And that's the motto I live by on this banner I got behind me. Be still and know that I am God. That is in Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. So I'm telling you, keep doing the things you're doing. Keep being blessed at the things you're doing. If people fall off while you're going up, they ain't meant to ride with you anyway. They weren't your friend anyway. Sometimes you're going to meet new people along the way that's going to be your friend. More of the people who you've been knowing all your life that I always thought y'all was friends. So just keep moving. Keep being blessed. Keep doing the right things in life because God is setting you up and God is about to set something up in your life that's going to be great. And as long as you keep praying, keep doing the right things, staying humble, being hungry, being smart, being happy, just being free-hearted and doing for people, but not being a fool, but doing the will of God, God will bless you. God will definitely bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you on this night. Heavenly Father, thank you for being here with me on this night. For me dropping in, Father God, to just deliver a message like you said. Deliver your word like you said. Deliver your testimony, Father God, like you said. And Father God, to be the messenger that you have allowed me to be on this day. I want to say thank you, Father God. I want to say bless your name. Bless your holy name. And in Jesus' name, Father God, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Amen, amen, amen. And listen, I'm telling you, your harvest is about to come. Your harvest is about to come. And I thank God for the harvest that I have gotten. I thank God for the blessing that I have gotten. I thank God for everything, even up to this point, and what he's going to do for me in the future. I thank God for it. And no man or woman or whomever you discuss things with cannot stop it because we don't know every day what God is going to do for the next man. We don't know and you don't know. The only being, the supreme being that knows is God Almighty. So I'm telling you these things because God is real. Pray, read your Bible, study, be happy, hungry, and smart, be humble, be nice to people, treat people right, give cheerfully, and God will bless you. Even find yourself a church home, but God will bless you. Don't let no one take that away from you. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff what I'm telling you. Don't let no one take that away from you because your harvest is yet to come. I'm telling you, just keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Just keep doing the things you're doing and keep doing the right things. Don't change who you are when you know it's right. People fall off. If people fall off, like I said, they weren't your friend from the get-go. If they fall off and stop speaking to you, they weren't your friend anyway. Stop agreeing with people too, just to keep a friendship, just to get validation from folks, for them to say, yeah, he all right. Yeah, she all right. Stop agreeing with them. If you know it ain't right, don't agree with it. And don't fall out with people because other people ain't friends with them. That person may not do you like that. Don't fall out with them. Treat people right. Bless people. Be happy with people. Change your mindset. Change your attitude. Change your character. Change your integrity about yourself. And God will bless you. I'm just telling you I'm just telling you a lot of things, trying to drop a lot of jewels down to you. You know, you got to do the right thing. Befriend someone that'll help you along the way. Success ain't always easy. It's not. But be a blessing to someone. And that's what I want to tell you today. Is to keep doing the things you're doing because your harvest is about to come. Your harvest is about to come. That thing you done prayed for, what you done worked hard for, what you know you deserve, that relationship, that marriage, that job, that promotion, that car, that house, that sickness, whatever you asked God to give you, you prayed for God to give you, and you prayed to God to relieve you from that sickness, that illness. You praying for something that's great. God is about to bless you. The harvest is coming. But listen, when you get it, know what you're doing. Take advantage of it. Be happy, hungry, and smart. Be humble. And do the right thing. And you stay connected with God, even through the good and the bad, because you're going to still be tested. So, what God got for you is for you. And then no matter how people pray against you, pray for your downfall, what God has for you is for you. And guess what? It's going to be a spiritual war because I'm going to be praying right along with you. And I'm also praying those demons and witches away from me as well because I know who they are and I know who you are. Thank God. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Father God, for this conversation. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come in and drop a word and drop a jewel down for the people. I want to say thank you, Father God, and I want to say blessings. Bless the listeners, the hearers, and doers, Father God, of this word and this message that's coming from you through me. And I want to say I appreciate all you do, Father God, and we love you and we honor your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And listen, I want to leave y'all with this. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. This same video you see right here, you can go to YouTube, Big on Triple X, click on the video, and hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Keep doing you. Your harvest is about to come. Peace.